Chapter 1. Where the Struggle Begins. I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. Genesis 3:16. I have had a lifelong struggle with the subject of women in positions of authority. So, to save you years of frustration and hardship, I will give you my findings so that you will have the results of my struggle in an orderly way. Hopefully, these conclusions will help to refute years of misunderstanding and, consequently, a lot of bad teaching and bad doctrine concerning women. First of all, let us look into the beginning of creation and see where my struggles, as well as the struggle of many of you, start. In the Garden of Eden. Elohim created Adam as male and female, with equal authority and mandate to rule and to be fruitful. God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Genesis 1:27. After the work of creation finished, as he rested, he formed man, Adam, out of the dirt of the ground, giving him life by breathing the breath, or Ruach Elohim, into him, so that he became a living being, able to walk and talk. Then Yahweh Elohim formed man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 2:7. Later on he cast a deep sleep unto man Adam, and took a rib out of his side with which he formed woman, or woman, a man, or Adam, with a womb. Notice that God made Adam to be both male and female. One had a seed, and the other one had the womb to receive the seed from fulfilling the mandate to be fruitful and fill the earth. We have established, therefore, that Adam was both male and female with the same authority and the same mandate, but with different body functions. Elohim gave Adam one dietary commandment. Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die." Genesis 2:16-17. The woman that Elohim had formed from the rib of the man Adam listened to the astute snake and ate of the forbidden fruit. Adam, the man, was with her, and she gave him to eat of the same fruit. So he ate and sinned as well. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Genesis 3:6. Have you ever asked yourself, why did male Adam not stop her? He could have rebuked her and admonished her not to break Elohim's commandment. The only feasible explanation for his silence is that he believed the snake as well, and he sinned consciously. So he is as responsible as the woman, if not more, as he was formed first. Later on, we can see that he refused to take responsibility and deferred the blame to his wife, blaming the Creator for giving him the woman. The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Genesis 3:12. Both of them were covered with fig leaves and deferred the guilt according to the order of creation. Man deferred to woman, and woman deferred to the snake. None of them owned to their responsibility in this first act of human treason. From then on, man tends to blame his wife for all evils, and the wife is looking for someone else to blame. That, of course, is the outcome of the curse, and it has affected marriages worldwide. Then Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Genesis 3:13. Please notice how the just punishment of Elohim created a stressful relationship between male and female that has affected us until this day. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children. Yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. Then to Adam he said, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Genesis 3:16-19. From now on, the relationship would change, and the man would become the ruler of the woman. Men in authority was not so at the beginning, since they were both called to co-rule together. Then Elohim said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Genesis 1:26. God demoted woman from that lofty position of authority, and she would be longing for an intimate, co-equal relationship with her husband, but never obtain it. On top of it, she would suffer pain and sorrow in childbirth, though no other creature does. We can see the change in the relationship between male and female Adam by the fact that now Adam had authority over the woman even to call her by name, just like he called all the animals by name. Whatever you name, you have authority over. Yahweh had named the woman Adam before the fall of Adam into sin. The woman had no name, and she was called Adam, just like the male. Both had the same rights and authority. Now, the woman had been demoted from that high position and had become Eve. Now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Genesis 3:20. The power struggle between Adam and Eve had begun.